Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike DeTay along with Charlie Long in studio at 5:45. It'll be our Bet 365 triple option feature. And at 5:25, inside the draft, and we'll break down players that were either born in Louisiana, didn't go to LSU or Tulane, but is going to end up on the draft board. And all that's brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, he covers the LSU Fighting Tigers for the Baton Rouge Advocate, Wilson Alexander. Wilson, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Appreciate it. And, man, the one thing, well, a couple things I took from the LSU spring game, because sometimes you got to take that with a grain of salt. Defensively, they sort of played like I thought they would. They would give up some big plays downfield. They got gashed in the running game at times. But the receiving core, and led by Kyron Lacy, and you can see, Wilson, he's playing with great confidence. Something I haven't seen in him maybe since that first year at University of Louisiana out in Lafayette and making big plays. And I saw him back. He was at Thibodaux High. He was a really good basketball player. But his confidence level catching the football, sometimes he would try to run before securing it, wasn't quite there. You see a guy that's making that leap. And I will never forget last year at this time, we had on Brian Kelly and I asked him, tell me one cat that has really jumped up. And he said, Brian Thomas Jr. And I think of watching Kyron. I don't know if he's made that big of a leap, but, man, he's been impressive.
He really has. You know, good to be with you, Mike. You know, all last year, Kyron Lacy, we talked to him about this last week, he got to watch Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas. And this wasn't necessarily a case of him, you know, a young guy, like looking up at the older guys. He's a contemporary of theirs. He's their peer because, you know, he's a senior now and he was starting alongside them. But he also got to see these two guys who were Biletnikoff semifinalists and Malik himself a finalist, two guys who are about to go in the first round, and just how they approached everything that they did. And that's really rubbed off on Kyron in a lot of ways. He learned, what does it take to practice and be a guy to get the best out of yourself from practice, to be consistent through practice and everything else that you do. And he's been able to apply that this year. He's also cut down on the drops that have kind of plagued him the first maybe year and a half or so at LSU. I don't think it was as much of a problem the second half of last season. But, you know, he says now that when he's all he's focused on all spring is just making sure he secures the football before he, you know, starts running and not try to do too much. And now all of this kind of things together, and there's probably more to it too, is it just led to him feel that confidence that you're saying. He looks and carries himself and believes in himself in a way that is very confident right now, believes that what he can do on the field, and is turning into a truly dominant spring. I mean, he was the guy who Brian Kelly said set the bar for everyone else, and Kelly predicted he's going to have a breakout season. And, you know, it's hard. You never want to make too much of a spring. In some ways, it can be very deceptive. But if there is one thing that feels tangible coming out of this spring, it is that Kyren is their top receiver, and that he's put himself at least in position and on pace to have a really solid season.
Between the ears. Between the ears, Wilson. That's the biggest jump in him, I see. Playing with confidence, but is between the ears. He's got it now, and he's kind of got that feel of a guy that always a tremendous athlete and always had that size and his ability to get up and make a play with arms and hands there. Now he's pieced it all together. If you looked at this entire roster, the one guy coming out of this camp, you'd have said, man, has he made a jump? Ricky Collins at quarterback. Wilson, I didn't hear anybody talk about Collins, okay, before the spring. Everybody, if it was a backup, it was going to be Swan. He's got experience, and I get that. But everybody that has been around, and even a couple coaches, kind of poured it toward Ricky and say, wow, he's made great growth from last year to today.
We saw a quarterback last year in Ricky Collins. You know, he enrolled early, and a guy who was clearly an early enrollee and a freshman, even at times preseason camp and into bowl practices here and there, where you could tell that, you know, he needed to continue to develop. And it looks like that's coming along. You know, you would hope for this sort of progression from year one to year two. You know, there's still a lot of work that he needs to do as a passer, but he's got athleticism. He can run and really make plays when things break down. But we saw there in the spring game that he was still rather inconsistent. I don't have the numbers exactly in front of me, but even when he got on the first team offense and it was kind of the only thing that changed, the offense kind of began to sputter. So he's got to keep getting better. But if LSU were to have something happen to Garrett Nussmeier, you know, he's certainly going to be within that decision. It's not just a foregone conclusion that it would be A.J. Swan as the backup quarterback. And that was one of the big conversations that played out this spring was Swan or Collins. And they just kind of went back and forth the whole way. You know, Swan is going to have the rest of the offseason and preseason camp to try to get more comfortable in this offense. Maybe then he does take over as the number two. But Ricky has put himself in position to maybe be in that spot and be the top backup on this team. Especially if he continues to grow as a passer and continue to develop playing from the pocket, then, you know, we'll kind of see if he's able to take over that spot and maybe put himself in position to maybe one day be, you know, the starter whenever Garrett leaves. You know, there's a ways to go there, but he has certainly made strides in the right direction.
And the fact that he can move, he's improvisational. He's got some movement skills with his feet and be able to buy time to throw downfield and also run with it that Swan doesn't have. He doesn't have that skill set, to be honest with you, and nothing against him, but that's not his strength. But Ricky can run. He can flat out run.
Oh, he definitely can. We saw it for a split second there in the spring game where a play broke down and he was able to go and pick up, I think, a first down with his legs. You know, he's got a lot of that in him for sure, and that could be a real asset for him. It just can't be the only thing that he's able to do. But, you know, we saw a quarterback here last year who could run quite a bit, and they're probably a little bit different styles of runners maybe. We haven't gotten to see a ton of Ricky in that regard here in college. But it's something that is definitely a strength in his game that he can use when plays break down or when he wants to create. He's got that ability for sure.
As advertised, first team offensive line took a good look, and they didn't get too close to Garrett. I mean, and he had a lot of time to throw the football downfield, and that's not surprising. We know the ailments on LSU's defensive line, especially in the interior. But I keep a close eye on DJ Chester, and I thought he looked really good. He gives Brian what he's wanted at that center position. That's a big hoss, a big man playing center. Charles Turner was kind of pumped up a little bit. I don't think it was his natural weight if he got into the 290s. But DJ Chester, he ain't going to see 290. He's well over 300 pounds, and he's a good-looking athlete.
Yeah, this is a guy who's 6'6", like 315 or so, and he is physical. It looks just like an absolutely seamless transition for him into the starting lineup at this point. Didn't see any issues with his snaps on Saturday, which is another great thing. That doesn't seem like it's really been much of a problem. There was one scrimmage earlier this spring where there was a bad snap, but like it was like happened like once kind of thing, you know. And it's not only just that physically, you know, he has got what it looks like what it takes to play, you know, right away here as a starter, but also to, you know, the communication skills. I mean, this is a guy who is stepping in as, I guess, you know, it's going to be a second year player alongside four guys who have started in the SEC now for multiple seasons. You know, Will Campbell and Emory Jones on as the bookend tackles who are going to be going to the third straight year starting in the SEC. And DJ Chesh's got to tell them what to do at times, and he doesn't seem to shy away from that. That could be an intimidating position for somebody, but you know, when you got so many more experienced guys around you. But the coach has been really impressed with his ability to communicate and with his skills in that regard, and kind of getting everything set up offensively that he has to do as the center, making all those calls, getting guys in the right direction, and then post snap, you know, being physical, like you said, and getting up to the second level. And he is this offensive line. As we know, it's probably going to be good because it's got four returning starters. But DJ Chester, as that fifth guy now, seems like he can continue to make this offensive line even better as it goes into this season, and will be far from something that holds them back is what it looks like at this point. As a unit, that five looks incredibly talented.
Wilson, looking at, you know, Coach Kelly's comments, and this is looking ahead a little bit because the transfer portal window does open tomorrow. It closes. It's a two-week window. It closes on April 30th. The post-spring portal. And what Coach Kelly was saying about the roster, I think it was a question that you had actually asked him during that presser about, like, what is he going to look at there? And he was very brief with the answer, but I think that it's something that we all expected. They are only looking at one position, and it's defensive tackle. I mean, what is your evaluation of the defensive line throughout spring football? And then also, do you have any guys in mind that you can probably keep an eye on for LSU potentially adding at the defensive tackle?
Well, it was interesting to hear that comment simply because it was so definitive in that he felt like they don't need to add anywhere else, and that it's just a defensive tackle. You know, LSU's got a situation, I guess you could say, at running back at the moment. There was some questions just more so externally about do they need to add one? Were they done adding in the secondary? Just because we know that's a group that's in certainly transition, I guess you could say. So, you know, the defense, but he was, you know, very firm in that he only thinks they need to add a defensive tackle. And it's clear that they need to add a defensive tackle. Ever since Mason Smith and Mekhi Wingo left early, that's been a position where, you know, the LSU counted on retention. That did not happen. And so now they really do have to go hit the portal and hit it hard here. They're going to be looking up and down. Now, we've already added Gio Paez from Wisconsin. I would expect them to add probably at least two more defensive tackles here in the spring portal window. It's hard to say at this moment, you know, definitively who are some potential targets because, you know, guys who may be linked to LSU actually have to go and hit the portal first.
Right.
So that'll become more apparent once players, you know, actually enter the portal. But, you know, they just this past weekend, they had Philip Belidi from Indiana. I apologize if I'm saying his name correctly or not. You know, who's a defensive line transfer. A lot of top teams are kind of going after him right now. And so that's one at this immediate moment where, you know, they're certainly looking at him. One thing to note about the portal, LSU is over the 85-man limit. I think it's 87, maybe it's 88. Either way, there's going to have to be some guys who leave. There's going to be some attrition that naturally happens probably anyway. But LSU will have to get down, you know, closer to probably 82 or 83 and then be able to add transfers. There'll be guys who leave as guys come and all that sort of thing. So just for people to know that, it won't be surprising if there are a few guys from this team who hit the portal.
One of the players that stuck out and got a bit of a pass rush is Relaford. And, you know, you saw, even if he didn't get a pass rush, he got penetration. And in watching him, I like his technique work and his ability to use his arms and hands to get off of a much bigger player. And I like to see that from a young guy. That he's just not using his speed or his power. He's using technique work, and I thought he looked pretty good in the spring game.
He looked great. Out of all the folks who maybe stood out, like he was one of the big spring standouts. You know, there was a lot of buzz about him coming into the spring as an early enrollee. Like, people love to talk about the young guys who could maybe play early, and, you know, he and, like, maybe Deshaun McBride and a couple others were kind of like PJ Woodland. You know, you sort of looked at maybe being, you know, because of a combination of opportunity and talent, maybe they could maybe make some noise here early. And it didn't. It kind of took until the spring game for that to happen with Relaford, because defensive end LSU has got some depth there and some talent ahead of him. But then you saw it there in the spring why the staff is so high on his potential. You know, he had, I think it was the final stats, and now, of course, this is all kind of funky because they're like just tagging off quarterbacks, but 2 sacks, 3.5 tackles for loss, a couple of hurries. Like, he was really disruptive off the edge. It seemed really just fast coming around the corner. Now, there was, of course, you know, he's going up against sort of that backup offensive line. In LSU, when we talk about the offensive line, the frontline starters being great, they got to continue to build depth and experience and develop those guys who are on the backup group. Now, that being said, you know, he did exactly what he needs to do against them. And so I think the main thing now is for LSU to see in preseason camp, can he do that and really hold his own against the Will Campbells and the Emory Joneses? Yeah. He didn't really get a whole lot of those opportunities here in the spring. He was mostly with the backups, I think pretty much all the time with the backups. Now, because he played like that, probably gives him a chance to maybe at least get a look in preseason camp to see if he can do a little bit more at this point in his career.
Wilson, the media also spoke to both the new OC in D.C. with Joe Sloan and then obviously Blake Baker, and we had praised the moves when they were made, but what are your general kind of thoughts on them now that you've spoken with them and kind of seen them progress through spring football?
One thing with Blake, Wilson, you're going to find out quick. He don't tell you nothing, or he tells you a lot of nothing. Blake keeps a lot of that in his pocket,
yeah.
And he's like a lot of coaches. Man, I ain't telling you nothing. And I do think you're going to see LSU blitz a lot more than you've seen it over the last couple years with Blake Baker.
They are going to blitz more. And something that became clear, I think, during this preseason from talking to people, you know, talking to players and sort of just watching this defense and watching Blake is that this is going to, you know, everything that we came in saying about how his philosophy is aggression. I think that's going to show itself. Is it going to mean that this defense is going to be infinitely better right away? Like, no, you got to see it play out. But I do think, like you said, they're going to blitz more. Just from a sort of top-down perspective, like they're philosophically, they're going to try to do things schematically that allow for that to happen. You know, whether it, you know, tackles for loss and sacks, and because all to say, like, you know, I was at the LSU's coaches clinic a couple weeks ago. And Blake was talking to the coaches there and giving his presentation, going through, you know, all the stuff with the run game. And by the end, he said one line that stuck out to me: the number one goal is havoc. Like, that is what they want to create with this defense. And you hear that from a lot of defensive coaches, but you know, Blake's former players have spoken to that. They want to really let those guys get upfield, get vertical, and sometimes freestyle when it accounts for it. Just, you know, create havoc in the backfield, put pressure on quarterbacks. 25% of plays they want to be result in some kind of like negative play, whether it's sack, turnover, tackle for loss, pass breakup, all those things. It's the havoc rate, which is, you know, for people who don't know, is kind of what that all means. And they 25% of plays they want to be kind of like a negative play. And so, you know, that's what stood out to him. Joe, it's continuity with Sloan, but he's really sharp. I mean, people who maybe haven't gotten to see a lot of Joe because he was the quarterback coach the last few years, that was always clear. But you saw it, maybe even a glimpse of it in the press conference he gave and continue, you know, the work that he did as the OC so far this spring. He's sharp. He's a guy who looks like he might be a head coach someday. And, you know, LSU seems like it's in pretty good hands offensively with, although there was certainly change on the offensive side, there's a lot of guys who came back who had already been within the offense. And so it's hoping to kind of just kind of keep things rolling with Sloan there as the OC.
Wilson, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it. And the one thing is, you never get an off season.
Oh, definitely not. Football never ends. What are you talking about?
Thanks, Wilson. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good one.
All righty. Wilson Alexander covers the LSU Tiger football team for the Advocate Times-Picayune.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost.
And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing, no hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.